Today's scripture comes from Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. As you all know, this is Memorial Day weekend, and of course, it's the Memorial Day weekend is about remembering all those who we have lost in past years, remembering those who serve our country, who are still with us, as well as those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country. But the other important thing about Memorial Day around here in these parts is that it's the unofficial beginning of the summer vacation season, right? And pretty soon, as we walk on Lewis Beach or stroll down the Rehoboth Boardwalk, we'll look up in the sky and see a familiar sight. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Well, actually, it is a plane. Those planes that carry those, that pull those banners behind them, the banner planes, they'll be advertising anything from meals at Rusty Rudder to Coppertone suntan lotion or charter fishing trips out of Lewis Harbor. It seems like advertising is everywhere, isn't it? You can't get away from commercials and ads. Some of them show up in the darndest places, too. One day I was playing golf at one of the local golf courses, and there at the bottom of the cup, when I went to pick up my ball, staring back at me was an ad for a local business. Give me a break. The other day I was in Salisbury getting gas at the Tiger Mart right there next to Salisbury Mall, and as I turned the pump on and started pumping my gas, there was a television built into the gas pump advertising McDonald's or Burger King or one or the other, and then it went right into headline news as I was pumping my gas. You know, these things are amazing, but they're also very annoying. How many ads do you think that we as average Americans see or hear in a day's time? How many ads do you think? Think about that. Try to get your mind wrapped around that. 100 maybe? 300? 1,000? 2,000? How about 3,000? 3,000 advertisements every day in this country. Now, advertisers know how to sell things, don't they? You can even get your vehicle painted. Should be next slide. Yeah. There's a couple of those Red Bull cars around here in the summertime, aren't they? You can get your vehicle painted to advertise just about anything. In Ocean City, the buses all have, not all of them maybe, but most of them have huge advertisements on them as they roll up and down Coastal Highway. Here's the point I'm trying to make. What if we Christians were like personal billboards, personal ads for the love of God, for the grace of God? Actually, I think God would absolutely love us for being billboards for Him. Think about it. What if one of our tasks each and every day was to be an ad for the grace of God? Now, I don't mean offensive, overwhelming, or annoying ads, mind you, but just subtle, simple ads for God wherever we go. Think about where we go in a day's time. Some of us are still working. We go to work and we're around colleagues and co-workers. We go to the grocery store. We go to the beauty shop, the barber. We go to the soccer field, the lacrosse field. We go to church. We go to businesses of all kinds, many, many different places. Think about how many people, most of which, by the way, do not go to church. Did you know that 50% of the people in any given community do not go to church? I find that amazing. 98% of people in this country say they believe in God, but only half of them attend church regularly. Isn't that something? That's incredible. And all these people you're around every day. All advertisers are really doing, in a sense, is boasting. They're boasting in their products they're selling. Well, I thought about this, and I thought, well, what if we started boasting, if you will, about the things of God? But then, what would we boast about? This brings me to today's scripture from Romans that Ray read for us. Paul is laying out the basic articles of faith. Excuse me. For this young church, this new church in Rome, at the heart of the capital of the power of the known world, he's giving them the very core of Christian doctrine, and that doctrine is justification by faith through grace. That is it. That is the foundation of the Christian faith. Justification in faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Paul explains here that having been justified, not by works, but by faith, we can have peace with God. Not only that, he's telling them that through faith in Jesus Christ, we can actually boast. Boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God one day. Now, I realize that as Christians, we're not supposed to be boastful people. We're supposed to be humble. We're not supposed to be prideful or boastful or anything like that. But Paul is saying that when it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus, it's okay to have a little holy boldness, if you will. Like a commercial I recently saw that claimed the laundry detergent was new and improved. How many times have you seen a product that's been claimed to be new and improved? I mean, if a laundry detergent has been improved 90 times in 55 years, like the commercial claims, how bad was it in the beginning? If it's been improved that many times. But we're not selling or boasting about anything new and improved, are we? There's nothing that can be done to improve upon the grace of God. And it's nothing new either. The grace of God has been around since the beginning of time. Think about it. What we have to offer, the world needs most right now. God's grace cannot be improved upon. All that's needed are people, just like you and me, willing to get the word out, if you will, to advertise, to boast a little bit in the hope that we have. Now, according to Paul in today's scripture text, we have a lot to boast about. But what exactly do we have to boast about? What do we have to offer those who are without hope? What do we have to offer those who are suffering tremendous guilt because of their sin? What do we have to offer those who have maybe once been walking with God, but now have, as they used to say, backslid? Maybe they've fallen from grace and don't feel there's any way back to God. Let me tell you what Paul says here in today's scripture. You can take notes too if you want on the back of your bulletin. We can boast about the peace of God. The peace that God gives us through faith in Jesus Christ. When we accept God's forgiveness for our sins, and that's a big thing, folks, and believe that Jesus died for those sins and that our sins are no longer counted against us, we receive peace, Paul says. That's liberating. That's freeing. That's a peace the Bible calls a peace that passes all understanding. When you know that you have been pardoned from the sentence of guilt and sin, when you've been set free from those chains that have held you down, and having put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we receive peace. The peace of God. Inner peace. Peace with God, knowing that we are children of God and that we are that our sins have been taken away as far as the east is from the west. We've been washed, so to say, in the blood of Jesus, and our sins have been washed and we are as white as snow when it comes to our sins. That, my friends, is something to boast about. Peace with God. We can boast about God's grace, which has brought us new life. God's grace, God's amazing grace. Grace is God's unconditional, undeserved, unmerited favor. Some people have called it amazing. The Reminders have a song called Outrageous Grace that brings us new life in which we stand, Paul says. Most of us can remember our lives BC, before Christ. Remember those days? I do. I know how I was before I met Jesus. But because of grace, that grace that has given us new life, that new hope, a new way of living that honors and glorifies God, and that is only possible through God's grace. That's something to boast about too. We can boast about God's glory, which we hope to share with the world, Paul says. Those who trust in God's grace, those who put their trust in Jesus Christ, will share in God's glory that is to come. We think we know God's glory now. We haven't seen anything yet. When God makes all things new, when we see God face to face, oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. We have the hope of sharing everlasting life with God and being in the presence of Almighty God forever and ever and ever, praising Him in the beauty and splendor and majesty of God's presence, God's glorious presence. Fourthly, we can boast, listen to this, boast in our suffering. Boast in our trials, Paul says. Yes, we can boast in our trials and sufferings. Why? Because Paul says suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And character produces what? Hope. Hope. That's something to boast about as well. Paul contends that, yes, we can even boast in our sufferings because God is with us in the midst of those sufferings. God is with us in the midst of those trials. So we don't walk that valley of shadow of death alone. We can boast about that. And we are sustained. Excuse me. And ultimately endure, which he says builds Christian character and ultimately gives us hope. And finally, we can boast in the love of God. The love of God given to us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus was only on this earth for 33 years, and he lived within about a 50-mile radius of where he was born. But if it were not for the ascension, if Jesus did not ascend to go into heaven, we would not have the Holy Spirit either to go with us and to do far more, exceedingly more, than Christ ever did by being Spirit-filled people of his. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to save us, to redeem us, and be God's sacrificial lamb for the atonement of sins. All of this is straight from the loving heart of God, who loves us, who loves the world like no other, who loves the world so much that he gave his perfect Son so that we can have endless, everlasting, eternal life, relationship with God. Okay, I think you get the picture. Those are the things that we can boast about. There's a lot we can boast about. But some of you may say, now wait a minute, preacher. You're telling me that I need to be like that guy on the boardwalk or out in the mall parking lot or that sweaty evangelist on television where I have to scream and holler and advertise and draw attention to myself and do all those kind of things, saying things like repent or turn or burn, those kinds of things. No, I'm not saying that at all. It doesn't have to be like that. When we leave this place today or when we leave our homes in the morning, when we get out into the world, our job is to boast a little bit about the joy that is within us, to boast in the love of our Lord whatever ways we can. I'm not going to share with you in a little bit how we can do that. Because here's the core message today. Here is the core message of the gospel. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not once we got our act together, not once we got everything in order and think we're living a pretty good life. No. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This proves God's love for us. It's that simple, because it's all about grace. What Paul's saying here is that while we were still in our sin, while we were still weak, while we were still wandering in the wilderness, self-centered, sinful, Christ sacrificed himself to enable us to be in relationship with God. While we were on that downward spiral, through things like greed and dishonesty and cruelty and self-abuse, God sent us a message. And that message was that we have been accepted just as we are. That we've been forgiven no matter what we have done, no matter where we've been, no matter how far we think we have strayed from God. Paul says that we are in fact friends of God. We have been justified. Justified, never sinned. We are with God through faith. And it's all about grace. It's God's free gift to the world for those who will accept it. Totally undeserved, totally unearned. The very thing I believe this old world needs more than anything. More than anything. Right now. So how do we do it? How do we get this good news out there? How do we do that advertising, boasting, without being a pain or annoying? Simple. We do it by living the lives we are called to live according to the teachings of Jesus. Lives led by the example of Christ and witnesses of God's love. For example, it means choosing forgiveness instead of revenge when someone, your neighbor, has hurt you. Somewhere in the Bible it says something about turning the other cheek, right? Loving your enemies. I think that's what it says. I'm not sure. It means being sacrificial instead of self-serving and selfish with our time, with our talents, and with our money. That's something to boast about. That's how we boast. It means reaching out in friendship to people who are different from us. People of other races, of other nationalities. Instead of ostracizing them and treating them badly or with disrespect. It means striving to show the unconditional love of Christ instead of the conditional acceptance of contemporary American culture. American culture says, hey, it's quid pro quo. You know, there's got to be something in it for me. It's conditional. That's not the way of God's people. It means speaking clearly and maybe sometimes boldly about what God has done for us. You are the best witness, you're the best advertisement ever, because you've got a story to tell. You know what your life was like BC. You know how God has intervened in your life and made a difference in your life. At least I hope you do. You're the best story that can ever be told. The only story that you can tell, really, with honesty and integrity, is your own. We are called to boast about these things, but not like annoying TV ads. Our boasting is based upon confident trust in the goodness and the grace of our Lord. Because we've been accepted, because we've been forgiven and redeemed and renewed by God, we can boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. We can boast in our sufferings and our trials and tribulations. We can boast in our God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. All this boasting, though, is not of us. It's of God. A loving God who receives us just as we are and wants to be in relationship with us now. Sound too good to be true? I say it sounds too good not to be true. The least we can do for God is to be living billboards. Paul uses this phrase, living epistles, living letters to the world, known and read by all, wherever we are. And let's start by doing a little boasting about the hope that we have with us, in us, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the invitation to be living letters for you, living billboards, living ads. And it's not complicated. It's not rocket science. It's not anything difficult. Lord, all we got to do is reflect your love, to share the words of hope and encouragement with those who are hurting. And Lord, we just pray that you'll give us the courage to be billboards, to be ads, to be banners, to be letters for you. We can't do it on our own, Lord. We have to have the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that everyone within the sound of my voice this morning knows that hope, that they are in relationship with you. We don't want to take anything for granted, oh God. Perhaps there's somebody here today for the very first time, or perhaps this is the first time they have heard that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, if there's someone here today who does not know you, who is not walking with you, I pray that you'll reach down with your mighty right arm and touch their hurting heart. Remind them, oh God, of what Jesus did for them. And that through faith in Jesus' death and resurrection and what he did for us, what you did for us, they can know your forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Amen.